With SRN News, I'm John Scott. After the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson on Wednesday, New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says the search for the suspect is ongoing.
The full investigative efforts of the New York City Police Department are well underway, and we will not rest until we identify and apprehend the shooter in this case.
The reason behind the killing remains unknown. House Speaker Mike Johnson rejects a White House request to pass $24 billion in additional aid for Ukraine by the end of the year, saying any further assistance for Kyiv would be decided by President-elect Trump. Bernie Bennett explains.
Johnson said in response to a question if he would add aid to Ukraine to a continuing resolution to fund the government, quote, I'm not planning to do that. Speaking during a House Republican leaders' news conference, Johnson said Trump's election victory is changing the dynamic of Russia's war on Ukraine and that any additional U.S. assistance for Kyiv should be decided under the next administration. The White House request to Congress would have provided additional aid for Ukraine through 2026. Biden's request reportedly called for $8 billion for the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative for military equipment and training. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Biden White House is said to be considering some preemptive pardons.
Donald Trump and some of his incoming appointees have threatened to go after the president-elect's critics. According to Politico, President Biden's aides are concerned that current and former federal officials who have angered Trump will be legal targets. And that's prompted discussions inside the White House about whether the president should grant blanket preemptive pardons for people like former Congresswoman Liz Cheney and infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And on Wall Street, the Dow dropping 144 points. The Nasdaq is ahead 5. This is SRN News. Guess who's visiting Notre Dame?
President-elect Donald Trump says he'll attend rededication ceremonies at the 861-year-old cathedral in Paris on Saturday. The church was devastated by fire in 2019, and France has spent millions of euros to repair it in a process that required the relearning of certain medieval building techniques. Mr. Trump writes on Truth Social, President Emmanuel Macron has done a wonderful job ensuring that Notre Dame has been restored to its full level of glory. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates moving to repeal a 15-week abortion ban in Arizona that conflicts with an amendment approved by voters last month. The ballot measure amends the Arizona Constitution to allow abortions up to fetal viability at about 21 weeks of pregnancy. The American Civil Liberties Union, Planned Parenthood, and the Center for Reproductive Rights have filed suit in Maricopa County Superior Court on behalf of two abortion doctors. This is SRN News. The FBI investigating reports about several mysterious nighttime drone flights that have recently occurred across central New Jersey. And they've asked the public for help. The flights have raised questions in part because they took place near the Picatinny Arsenal, a U.S. military facility. A new policy shift in women's professional golf.
The LPGA and the USGA have updated gender policies that will require players to be assigned female at birth or to have transitioned to female before going through male puberty. The policies begin in 2025. The groups concluded that going through male puberty allows for competitive advantages in golf. The new policies rule out eligibility for potential U.S. Women's Open qualifier Haley Davidson, who began hormone treatments when she was in her early 20s in 2015 and in 2021 underwent gender-affirming surgery. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.